It is July 14th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today we have part two of our interview with Joe Corona for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. He tells the story of his best week trading, which started out by taking an eight-figure loss due to the stock market crash of 1987. And then he and his trading group trading like animals in the bond option pit all week and making it back. Kudos to Hank Shackin, Pat Arbor, and Wally Weisenborn for letting them back into the pits to do exactly that. It is a story you will not want to miss. We also have our interview with Eric Swanson, the CEO of Simplex Trading, which we shot during OIC 2022 in San Antonio. This is the last of our JLN industry leader videos from OIC. Neil Ackert won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Insurer ESG Awards last night in London. Jennifer Justice presenting the TEDx Chicago Showtime Shy Time on September 10th at the Harris Theater. For more details, go to TEDxChicago.com. The obituary for Jacqueline Todd Cashman of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and Chicago has posted, and a mass of Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, July 20th at Old St. Patrick's Church, 700 West Adams, Chicago, Illinois, at 9:30 a.m. Jackie is the wife of Thomas J. Cashman and the mother of Thomas F. Cashman. The funeral mass of John W. O'Brien Sr. is today, Thursday, July 14th, 2022, at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's and Francis Xavier Church in Wilmette, Illinois. Twitter is down for some users this morning, including me from time to time. We are headed home today from the Summit Bechtel Reserve High Adventure Base of the Boy Scouts of America after visiting our daughter Kat and taking advantage of the many offerings of this scout camp on steroids. We were going to drop in on some friends in Indiana on the way home, but the wife of the couple has come down with COVID, and so we will keep on driving and see them another time. The boys finally had a campfire last night after much coaxing and drying of the wood. All in all, it was another great week of glamping at the Summit. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video. Veteran trader Joe Corona shares his best week trading ever. Joe Corona's trading group derived its name from its experience in the 1987 stock market crash. He and his partner Bruce Lawrence named the firm Meltdown Trading. You can watch this video on JohnLothianNews.com. Here's another video. JLN interviews Simplex CEO Eric Swanson at OIC 2022. JLN interviewed Eric Swanson, the CEO of Simplex Trading, at the 2022 OIC conference in San Antonio, Texas. This was the last video of our JLN Industry Leader Series from the conference. You can watch this video on JohnLothianNews.com. Here's a story from the Chicago Sun-Times. John O'Brien mentored futures traders and expanded his family-owned brokerage. The former chairman and CEO of R.J. O'Brien Associates died Saturday. He was 68. In the tense world of futures trading, John O'Brien projected a calm image, his mind focused on keeping his family-owned brokerage a preferred place for customers to do business and for employees to work. My comment, local coverage of the passing of former RJO executive John O'Brien. Here's a story from Business Insider. The cryptocurrency market has become a, quote, postmodern pyramid scheme, unquote. And its stunning crash is an opportunity to regulate it, famed economist Paul Krugman says. the cryptocurrency market has turned into a postmodern pyramid scheme, the top economist Paul Krugman said in a New York Times op-ed, and the spectacular crash investors saw this year is a chance for federal regulation. The vocal crypto critic, who previously called the digital asset the new subprime, said the industry has yet to develop products that are useful in the real economy and has instead marketed itself successfully as being both cutting edge and respectable. My comment, a postmodern pyramid scheme? How about a real-time pyramid scheme? Or an ongoing pyramid scheme? Or not a pyramid scheme, but a four-dimensional scheme of unknown dynamics? Here's a story from Bloomberg. A nonprofit looks to create a financial market for job training. The organization Pursuit has sold a $10 million bond to finance its job training program. Now it needs participants to pay down the debt with their future earnings. For a year, Rook Soto commuted from his job at a Manhattan hospital to a coding boot camp in Queens, and then back home to the Bronx. Sometimes the 43-year-old would fall asleep on his subway ride home. The marathon days paid off, with Soto landing a job making $85,000 at Accenture PLC, more than double his previous salary. But there was a catch. For the next 2 years, Soto said he had to pay about $900 a month to Pursuit, the nonprofit that ran the coding boot camp and connected him to Accenture. While the total amount far exceeded the costs of some similar courses, Soto would do it all over again. My comment, the better paying job you get, the more you have to pay back. That seems like a reasonable trade. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Bloomberg's How Three Arrows Capital Blew Up and Set Off a Crypto Contagion. Second was our lead story, Markets Plan Doomsday Scenario If Russia Turns Off the Gas, also from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Third was Prime Day is a Feast for Cyber Criminals. Here's How to Avoid Them, from Yahoo Finance. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Tradeweb Markets. Thomas Pluta appointed next president of Tradeweb. Pluta to succeed President Billy Hult on January 1st, 2023, when Hult becomes CEO. Tradeweb Markets Inc., a leading global operator of electronic markets, marketplaces for rates, credit, equities, and money markets, today announced that markets veteran Thomas Pluta has been appointed as its next president. He will join the firm as president-elect in October and become president on January 1, 2023, when current president Billy Hult succeeds Lee Olesky as CEO. As previously announced, Mr. Olesky will retire as CEO at the end of 2022 and continue as chairman through 2023. Here's a story from The Trade. J.P. Morgan, industry veteran to join Tradeweb as president. Incoming president has spent the last 27 years of his career at J.P. Morgan, most recently as global head of linear rates and co-head of North America rates trading. Tradeweb has appointed industry veteran Thomas Pluta as its next president, joining the firm as president-elect in October and as president on January 1st, 2023. He joins Tradeweb from J.P. Morgan, where he spent 27 years in a variety of roles, most recently as global head of linear rates of trading and co-head of North American rates trading. And then finally from the FT. Shell chief warns Europe may have to ration energy during winter. Head of oil major says prices will rise significantly if Russia continues to limit supply. Shell chief executive Ben Van Beurden has warned that Europe may need to ration access to energy this winter, as he predicted significantly higher prices if Russia continues to choke the supply of gas into the EU. The head of Europe's largest oil and gas company said Russian President Vladimir Putin had shown he was able and willing to weaponize energy supplies, and that a complete suspension of Russian gas exports to Europe could not be ruled out. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.